So Abraham has a great CD set or audio set or DVDs too probably on weight loss. Mm-hmm. And it's fabulous. The whole thing is about pre-paving or segment intending. So like if you're going to have dinner the whole way on the way to dinner, or once you make the dinner date or set it, or even anytime you're going to do food, get all excited about it. And be excited about, you know, who's cooking it and how it's going to taste and the conversation you're going to have over it and how fabulous it is. And I had a friend who literally, she just released 40 pounds doing that. She just kept listening over and over and practicing it. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. And I so believed in the, you know, the food affecting the body. And here's my opinion about it. That belief, if you study the research and you believe that food is God's medicine, right? That's a good belief. If you can align to that, that's a helpful belief. But if you go into full responsibility that your consciousness creates anything, then the next thing you would play with is, well, can I believe that with food? So I'm playing with that. I don't know if I'll be successful yet, but it's a fun thing to challenge. It's a great challenge. Right? Because I have a lot of beliefs about food, because when I had when I help people by teaching them, do this, we'll have good result with this. So I have hard evidence. I believe. So to change those beliefs is a wonderful challenge. And yet it's really fun when you create a new belief and you're successful at it, it's very fulfilling. Interesting. And you know, you can always just high five your food. Get one with your food. If you can match the resonance, the consciousness, and the perception of being at one with your food vibrationally, yeah, it can't hurt you. And again, people eat all weird ways. So many people. I remember one friend, she had a boyfriend. I had trouble believing this, but family verified it. He only ate potatoes. Like they could only go to restaurants that had potatoes. And that's all he ate was potatoes. I'm like, well, that's not even possible. You'd have scurvy. You can't just eat potatoes. You have to have, like, vitamin C. She's like, no, really. And I'm like, well, that would be limiting what restaurants you can go to that can only, they got to serve French fries, baked potato, and mashed. Like, I'd leave some restaurants out. But he did fine. Right? Isn't that weird? And then ideally, you would also want to pay attention to your physical body and what it enjoys. And so if you're going to eat something that usually your physical body responds to in a different way, guilt or heaviness or whatever, then you would do your pre-paving and really crank the vibration. Make sense?